KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls softball play last night, Class 1A first round regional softball games got the postseason started. In action in 1A last night locally, Cam was a winner over Orient Maxburg 16-4. Glidden Ralston beat Boyer Valley 8-3. Guthrie Center over Adair Casey 9-0. West Harrison edging Whiting 5-4. It was Stanton over Nishnabotna 12-0. Fremont Mills beat East Mills 7-1. Woodbine over Coon Rapids Bayard 3-2. Also last night, Bedford was leading Diagonal 3-1 when that game was suspended in the bottom of the second inning. They'll pick it up tonight. Mount Air 2-0. They led East Union in the top of the second when that game was suspended last night. They'll pick that one up tonight as well. Also, Sydney versus Essex was postponed until tonight. Tonight also, 2A and 3A girls regional teams will join the regional softball parade as their postseason gets underway. 2A matchups tonight include Nottoway Valley facing Southwest Valley. That match at Greenfield tonight. Macedonia is the site for the Riverside versus Trainer matchup. Tri-Center will play Missouri Valley. That game at Mo Valley tonight. At Panora, Panorama will host South Central Calhoun. At Underwood tonight, it'll be Council Bluffs St. Albert facing off against Underwood. Also, Van Meter will host the game between Van Meter and Audubon this evening. Those are all 7 o'clock start times in Class 2A. In 3A regional first rounders tonight at Atlantic, it'll be Red Oak facing off against Atlantic. Also at Adel tonight, ADM will play West Central Valley. At Sergeant Bluff, it'll be Kemper Catholic facing Sergeant Bluff Luton. And at Shenandoah tonight, Shenandoah will host Clarinda. Those games also get underway at 7 o'clock tonight. The winners will all be moving on in postseason play. In regular season girls softball action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan outlasting Atlantic in 8 innings by a final of 6-5. Also, Harlan beat Shenandoah 15-1. Creston downed St. Albert by a score of 12-0 last night. In boys high school baseball last evening in the Hawkeye 10, Harlan beat Denison 6-1, St. Albert over Creston 6-5, Clarinda beat Fremont Mills 12-1. In Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning swept a pair from Missouri Valley 3-1 and 6-3. Logan Magnolia took two from Audubon 6-3 and 11-5. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Panorama 18-3. Glidden Ralston beat West Harrison 9-6. Guthrie Center over Cam 12-5. Nottoway Valley beat Adair Casey 11-1. And Arweva 11-1 winners over Boyer Valley in last night's play. Also in baseball, Mount Air beat Orient Maxburg 4-0. West Central Valley a 4-2 winner over Ogden last night. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association's baseball rankings this week look like this. In Class 4A, it's Dubuque Hempstead on top, followed by Waukee, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Iowa City West, Des Moines East, Urbandale, Dowling Catholic, Sioux City North, Fort Dodge, and Cedar Falls. In Class 3A, Clear Lake heads up the top 10, followed by Waverly Shell Rock, Bishop Heelan Catholic, West Delaware, and Fairfield in the top half. Harlan leads the second five. They're in at number 6, followed by Assumption, Centerville, Perry, and Williamsburg. In 2A, this is the final poll of the season as they get ready to start postseason action. In 2A, North Polk is ranked number 1, followed by Van Meter, Dyersville, Beckman, Wilton, and Roland Story. They're 1 through 5. St. Albert is ranked 6th, followed by Mount Vernon, South Winneshiek, Cascade, and Al Burnett. Trainer also got votes, didn't make it into the top 10. In Class 1A, this is also the final poll for them this year. Twin Cedars is on top, followed by Mason City Newman, Van Buren, Remsen St. Mary's, Lamar's Galen Catholic, Don Bosco, BGM, Martinsdale St. Mary's. Exira EHK is rated 9th in the final poll, with Coon Rapids Bayard in at number 10. Also, Glidden Ralston, Logan Magnolia, and Underwood received consideration but didn't make it into that final top 10 poll. In Major League Baseball, Matt Adams hit a 2-run homer in the bottom of the 9th inning, giving the St. Louis Cardinals a 2-0 victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates last night in the opener of a 4-game series with the National League Central rival that they topped in the division series last fall. Matt Carpenter walked to lead off the 9th, and Matt Holliday flied out. Adams then hit his 10th homer on an 0-1 pitch from Justin Wilson for his first career game-winning home run. Charlie Morton allowed one hit in 7 innings for Pittsburgh as they stranded 12 runners. Adam Wainwright, the Cards' 11-game winner, scattered 7 hits in 7 scoreless innings. Pat Neshek worked the perfect 9th against the top of the order for St. Louis to pick up the victory. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Atlanta in 11 innings, 4-3. It was Cincinnati over Chicago, 9-3. Philadelphia beat Milwaukee, 3-2. San Diego, 6-1 over Colorado. Arizona beat Miami, 9-1. Kansas City's James Shields sparkled in his return to Tropicana Field, limiting the Tampa Bay Rays to 3 hits and striking out 10 over 7 innings as the Royals beat his former team 6-0 Monday night. Shields spent the first 7 seasons of his career with the Rays before being dealt to the Royals in December 2012 as part of a 7-player trade in which Kansas City sent 2013 AL Rookie of the Year Will Myers and another top young prospect, Jake Odorizzi, to Tampa Bay. The right-hander allowed singles to Ben Zobrist and James Loney in the first 2 innings and then worked through a jam in the third after giving up a one-out double to Kevin Kiermaier. He retired 10 straight, 6 of those by strikeout, before hitting Evan Longoria with a pitch leading off the 7th inning. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, the Yankees beat Cleveland 5-3, the White Sox over Boston 4-0, Angels beat Toronto 5-2, Houston over Texas 12-7, Seattle beat Minnesota 2-0. In interleague play, Baltimore downed Washington in 11 innings, 8-2, Oakland posting a 5-0 win over San Francisco. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals say an MRI exam on right-hander Michael Wacha's injured shoulder showed progress, but not enough for him to resume throwing. General Manager John Mozeliak said Monday that Wacha, the National League Championship Series MVP last fall, will be evaluated again in 2 weeks. He said continued treatment along with weight training to strengthen the area around the stress fracture was in the pitcher's best interests. Wacha has been on the 15-day disabled list since June 18th. He's 5-5 with a 279 earned run average for the defending National League champs. Mozeliak said Joe Kelly, on the DL since April 17th with a left hamstring strain, could return to the rotation Friday at Milwaukee. Also, the Cardinals have recalled left-hander Tyler Lyons from AAA Memphis as they optioned fellow lefty Marco Gonzalez back to the minors a day after he started against the Marlins. The 26-year-old Lyons was 0-3 with a 6.12 earned run average in 6 appearances, including 4 starts earlier this season. He went on the 15-day disabled list with a left shoulder strain on May 13th and has made 3 starts since being reinstated on June 19th. The 22-year-old Gonzalez made 3 starts for the Cardinals and was 0-2 with a 7.07 earned run average, allowing 1 run in 4 2/3 innings Sunday while walking 5. He was a first-round pick last year and is 5-4 with a 1.89 earned run average in 13 starts at Class A Palm Beach and AA Springfield. He's at the AAA level now for the first time. Elsewhere around the major leagues, the Toronto Blue Jays have put All-Star first baseman Edwin Encarnacion on the 15-day disabled list because of a strained right quadriceps. Encarnacion ranks among the major league leaders with 26 home runs and 70 RBIs. He was picked Sunday for the AL All-Star team, but he won't be able to play in the game July 15th at Minnesota. Arizona right-hander Bronson Arroyo will undergo Tommy John surgery. He's the third Diamondbacks pitcher to undergo the ligament replacement procedure this season. Arroyo had never been on the disabled list during his 15-year career before going out on June 16th with elbow tendonitis. Cleveland Indians center fielder Michael Bourne could miss a month with a strained left hamstring. The team said the results of the MRI confirmed a mild to moderate sprain and that Bourne will miss at least 3 weeks. Bourne has had issues with the hamstring all season. He was placed on the 15-day disabled list on Sunday. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, the Omaha Storm Chasers picked up a win in Game 1 of a series at Werner Park in Omaha as they beat Iowa 7-3 yesterday. Those two teams will battle again tonight in a 7:05 matchup. Well, beer drinkers now have a new way of satisfying their craving for a cold one during a Minnesota Twins game up at Target Field. The team has begun a self-serve beer station with a second one coming for next week's All-Star game. To buy a brew from the vending machine, buyers prove their age at a concession stand, and then they purchase a vending card. And that card is then used at the vending machine where buyers can tap up to 48 ounces every 15 minutes. That's 48 ounces or 4 12-ounce cans every 15 minutes. That machine offers 4 beers and shuts down like a concession stand's due by the 7th inning. The Star Tribune newspaper reports that a stadium employee will be stationed nearby to see if any customers have had a bit too much to drink. Well, the New York Knicks are taking on a familiar look if you are a fan of the Los Angeles Lakers. The Knicks have announced the hiring of Kurt Rambis as an associate head coach, where he's reunited with former L.A. teammate and now New York head coach Derek Fisher. They joined Phil Jackson, who worked with both men in L.A. and is now in charge of running the Knicks. Fisher played 8 seasons for the Lakers, while Rambis spent 12 seasons with the team, including 7 under Jackson when he was L.A.'s coach. Elsewhere around the league, the Miami Heat have announced that they intend to sign forwards Danny Granger and Josh McRoberts when the NBA's moratorium on deals formally struck ends later this week. Granger has agreed to sign a 2-year deal, while McRoberts has agreed to a 4-year contract that could be worth about $23 million. Lionel Hollins has been introduced as the new coach of the Brooklyn Nets after leading Memphis to the NBA Western Conference Finals in 2012-13. He was dismissed by the club and failed to land another job. In his time with the Grizzlies, he won a franchise record 214 games. Unlike his predecessor, Jason Kidd, who asked for more control of the basketball operations, Hollins says he's content just to be the coach. A federal judge has given preliminary approval to a landmark deal that would compensate thousands of former NFL players for concussion-related claims. That ruling by the U.S. District Judge Anita Brody in Philadelphia came about 2 weeks after the NFL agreed to remove a $675 million cap on damages. Brody had previously questioned whether that would be enough money to pay all the claims. More than 4,500 former players have filed suit, some accusing the league of fraud for its handling of concussions. They include former Dallas Cowboys running back Tony Dorsett and Super Bowl-winning Chicago Bears quarterback Jim McMahon, who suffers from dementia. The settlement is designed to last at least 65 years and give $1 million or more to retirees who develop Lou Gehrig's disease and other profound neurological problems. And also from the NFL, Cleveland Browns Hall of Fame running back Jim Brown says that his 1964 NFL championship ring being auctioned online was stolen from him more than 40 years ago. Brown's ring is up for bidding on www.lelands.com until July 25th. As of Monday, the highest bid was for $33,275. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.